Welcome to this week's edition of The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents have ramped up their activity since President Donald Trump returned to the White House. Delaware saw ICE arrest rates nearly double between May and October 2025, according to the Prison Policy Initiative. The University of Delaware recently published a quick reference page in case students, faculty, or community members come into contact with ICE on its campus. Delaware Public Media's Abigail Lee went through those guidelines before sitting down with ACLU of Delaware Executive Director Mike Brickner to discuss campus safety and whether these guidelines go far enough to protect the UD campus community.
UD last updated its guidance page covering ICE interactions earlier this month. To date, UD reports zero immigration enforcement actions on campus. But ICE agents, like all members of the public, have a constitutional right to be in public spaces. That includes public university campuses and places like the campus green. UD's reference guide starts by instructing community members, faculty, and students to immediately call UD police if ICE agents ask to enter a limited access area, like residence halls, research labs, or classrooms while classes are in session. It also says people should call if they're asked for information about a student, faculty, or staff member, and if they're offered legal documents like warrants or subpoenas. UD's guidelines provide scripts for people interacting with ICE agents, like, quote, "I'm not authorized to provide information. I need to contact UD police who can assist you." If officers aren't receptive or force entry, UD instructs people to step aside, call UD police immediately, and document all interactions and information like officer names and badge numbers. UD is not unfounded in offering these precautions. ICE arrested a student at a campus parking lot in Minnesota in December. ICE detained another student in Chicago in September near the school's main campus. ACLU of Delaware Executive Director Mike Brickner says Delaware has seen its fair share of ICE action, too.
Right now in Delaware, we are seeing ICE throughout the state. It has waxed and waned over the last year plus. We've seen sometimes where there's been, you know, very little enforcement, and then other times where there is a lot more. I would say really since the beginning of the year in 2026, we've seen it more on the upswing. We've seen it increase throughout the state as well. We oftentimes see in southern Delaware where officers from the Salisbury, Maryland office will cross the border over into Sussex County and do enforcement there. We also have an ICE office in Dover. And so folks from the Dover office oftentimes are doing a lot of the enforcement in Kent and Newcastle County. And so it's a pretty regular occurrence for us now to get reports of people who have been stopped or arrested or detained by ICE agents here in Delaware.
How is this potentially affecting Delaware's campuses?
So one of the things that the ACLU of Delaware has done since January of 2025 is that we have really committed to public education of people here in Delaware. And we've been educating both immigrant communities, but also allies. And a lot of that has involved going to oftentimes sensitive locations or places where people might feel very vulnerable, which include schools, universities, hospitals, places of worship, in order to talk to folks about what their rights are. These federal immigration officers are really acting with impunity and being extremely aggressive. They are violating people's rights by doing warrantless stops and arrests. They have gotten violent with people, and they've also lied to state and local law enforcement and to the public about what's been going on when we have video that shows different. And so it's really important for members of the public to know their rights. And I think especially on college campuses, that's even more critical. We've seen where this administration has tried to target international students previously. We had these attempts to roll back student visas and try and deport students from certain countries. We've also also seen where the administration has tried to target people who have exercised their First Amendment rights on campus, whether they've written an op-ed or organized a protest. And so, you know, we're very concerned that there could be more aggressive ICE enforcement at those universities. So in terms of the basic rights, just like any other member of the public, ICE can go places that are open to the public. So if ICE wants to go to the campus green at the University of Delaware, they can be there and they can walk around just like I can, right? But what they don't have the right to do is they don't have the right to go into private spaces without a valid judicial warrant. So if ICE wants to go into the dorm buildings or into somebody's apartment or into a closed classroom or offices at the University of Delaware, they have to have a warrant in order to do that. And that's one of the big things that we've really been educating people in the public about, is to make sure that they assert their rights. I oftentimes say ICE is sort of like a vampire. If you ever watch vampire movies, is once you let them into the room or the space, then they're there and you can't really get rid of them. And so it's really important for when you first encounter them to say, you don't have permission to come in here. Can I see a valid judicial warrant? We've been training people on what to look for to make sure it's a valid judicial warrant, so that, again, you can make sure you're putting those parameters up and so they're not coming in and, you know, violating people's rights.
UD's guidelines offer simple scripts for people to use if they're interacting with ICE agents. Are they adequate, in your opinion?
I think that's a very good script to give people, and that's very similar to what we have given folks in our Know Your Rights presentations. And I'll just reiterate that we want to empower people to be able to say no when a federal agent may try and enter into their private space. I think for a lot of individuals who are in those situations, first of all, things happen very quickly, right? And many of us have been taught from a young age that if a person in authority asks you to do something, that you should do it. But it's important that we empower folks to know what their rights are so that they don't involuntarily give up their rights. Because again, once you say, oh, yes, sure, you can come in, then it's really over.
I'm looking at their next set of rules, which basically say if an enforcement officer arrives where you work, step one, stay calm, keep it procedural. And also, like you said, to ask for information, identification, and a copy of any document like a warrant or subpoena. What would you recommend if an officer is resisting or not listening?
I think that we have seen clear evidence that ICE regularly does that in a lot of the enforcement across the country. So first of all, I think it's really important, and I think this is something that UD does in its guidance, is for people to remain calm, right? We don't want you to escalate the situation, but you want to clearly and calmly articulate your rights. You don't need to get agitated. You don't need to get into a back and forth with the officer, but you can simply say, I don't have the ability to authorize you to come in. I'm calling someone. You're going to have to wait out here. It's okay for you to close the door on the person. It's okay for you not to engage them in any more conversation, because that's something that, again, officers continually try to do. They'll say, well, you know, I just want to do a really quick search. I just want to look around and then I'll be out of your hair. It'll be over. And that's, again, a technique to try and get you to give up your rights. And so, again, being clear and calm, not escalating the situation. But again, if an officer pushes past you or breaks down your door or does anything to insert themselves in, again, you want to calmly say, I am not giving you authorization to come in here. I am calling, or I have called my superiors. But do not get in their way either, right? We don't want anyone to be harmed after the fact. I'm sure university attorneys and other folks will be looking into that and will hopefully hold the federal government accountable if they have violated your rights.
UD's instruction doesn't go beyond calling UD police and scripted responses. Are they doing enough? What should we expect from universities who might experience raids?
So I think that, you know, the guidance that they put out has been very good. I think a couple of the other things that we have really encouraged people to do in our Know Your Rights sessions are, one, to have a scenario plan in place. And this would be something like I would recommend for University of Delaware students, faculty, and staff is, now that you have this kind of generalized guidance from the university, what does that look like in your department or in your dorm room? But actually sit down as a department, talk about what happens if I'm in my chemistry lab and there's a knock on the door from the Immigrations and Customs Enforcement. What are the next steps that we're all going to agree to do? One of the things that we've recommended in that scenario planning is to have defined roles for people in those situations. And so if you can, we recommend three roles. The first being the point of contact with ICE, the person who does most of the conversation with them. The second person is the person who calls the superiors or the attorneys, somebody who can come in and intervene. And the third person, I think that this is really important, is the documenter, the person who maybe gets out their cell phone and records what happens, the person who writes down all of the officers' names and badge numbers, or writes down all the things that they take from the place. And I want people to, number one, be safe, and for, you know, tragedies that we've seen in other parts of the country to not happen here in Delaware.
Anything else you'd like to add?
I consider universities, schools, hospitals, courthouses to be safe spaces, or they should be safe spaces. There is legislation right now in Delaware, House Bill 94, that would seek to protect those spaces from these kind of dragnet ICE operations.
And if that passes, how would that change state law?
So what it would do is it would limit the ability for ICE to go into these sensitive locations like schools and hospitals and courthouses and places of worship, unless they have a valid judicial warrant. We believe it's really critical to protect those places for a few reasons. If you think about schools and universities, those are places that are academic institutions that, you know, young people have a right to an education, and we want them and their families to feel safe while they're dropping off their kids and while their kids are attending school, that they're not going to be accosted by an ICE agent. But in addition, protection of places like hospitals and other medical facilities, that's a public health need. No matter what your position on immigration is, if somebody is sick, I want them to go and get treatment. I don't want them to get sicker, to potentially die.
I just want to make it clear, the language that the bill we're talking about uses would restrict enforcement activities at, quote, child-serving entities, places of worship, or healthcare facilities. What I'm curious about is universities. I mean, that's not necessarily a child-serving entity. In your opinion, would universities be lumped into that, or are they left in limbo?
I think it's questionable, and I think that that's an area that we would be supportive of, you know, the language more explicitly stating, because again, having universities potentially be covered under this, while, you know, the students who are going there are young adults, they're also a very vulnerable group, and we want to make sure that we continue to maintain the safe academic environment at a university. And so I think, again, protecting those spaces is, I think, very critical too.
Thanks to ACLU of Delaware Executive Director Mike Brickner and to our Abigail Lee for joining us on The Green this week. And stay with us. We take a closer look at efforts to bring cottage homes to Georgetown to address housing needs there. You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.